It's time to sit back, turn on the radio. We've got stories to tell ya, so let's go.
You're listening to Johnny Song, a 1920s-style radio hour drama written by D.C. Cathro and presented by Aerolore Studios. Episode 9.
Fred, I'm just concerned.
I told you not to worry.
Well, I am worried. I always do. You have such a dangerous job, but lately it's gotten so much worse. You're out so much and so late. Sometimes you don't come home at all.
It's just for a while, till we can crack this case.
You keep saying that. You look unhealthy, Fred.
I'm fit as a fiddle.
It looks like you haven't slept in days.
It's hard work.
Fred, I just...
You what?
I can smell it on your breath.
What?
Fred.
What? Ain't nothing on my
Please
breath.
Please don't lie to me. I'm not stupid.
Look, it's just, you know, whenever we catch someone with the fellas, we just take a nip to celebrate.
But it's illegal. If the sergeant found
Come
out...
Come on, Clara, he's nipping too.
Oh.
I'm making more money, ain't I?
Well, yes, but
I'm taking care of my family.
Of course you are.
Then quit your squawking at me.
Fred, it's not right.
It's just a little drink.
I just worry, Fred. What if...
Johnny.
Johnny, how long have you been
there? I just came in. Is everything all right?
Yes, honey, of course. Your father and I were just talking about his work.
And like I told your mother, everything is fine. Everything is going to be just fine.
Okay, Pa.
I've just been concerned.
Me too.
I know. And it's okay. I know I've been working a lot. I know it's been hard on you too. But you gotta know, I'm doing all this for you. For us, for the family. You two... You just gotta let me do what I gotta do.
Maybe I can help.
Help?
Yeah, I can... Maybe I can deliver crates for you. I mean, take them to the station, so's you don't have to.
No, I told you, no. You can't even touch these boxes, you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Fred, don't yell at him for trying to help.
I don't need help. I need to do my work.
Okay, Pa. I just wanted...
I'm sorry. I'm sorry I snapped. I'm just tired. Real tired. And I'm sorry I ain't been around, but things will get better real soon. Promise.
Well, don't forget. Please try to get some time off for Thursday night.
I said I would, but I don't know. I'll figure it out. I gotta get moving.
You're leaving again?
Come here, Johnny. Give your Pa a hug. You're a good kid. Hell, you're a man. You're a good man, Johnny.
Thanks, Pa.
I'll get back as soon as I can. I know I'm coming and going a lot, but I swear.
Fred.
I promise. I'll try to be here more. Real soon.
Johnny. How much did you hear?
Nothing much, Ma.
I see. Well, all right then.
Ma, I know you're worried about Pa. I am too. Really worried, but I think he's gonna be okay. I really do.
I'm very glad to hear that, but honestly, it doesn't stop my concerns.
I know. But like he said, he's doing this for us.
Where were you off to this morning?
Oh, I was trying to get some practice in at the club. How's the Branfords, baby?
Oh, just fine, I hear. Margaret finally has a little sister.
Aw, she must be happy.
After four boys in a row, I'm sure she is.
That sure is a lot of kids.
Yes, indeed it is.
Why didn't you and Pa have any more?
Well, when your first is so perfect...
Oh, come on. What's the real reason?
Honestly, we couldn't afford to. I wanted more, but it was difficult.
Oh. Hey, Ma, can I ask you something?
Of course.
Can I ask you something just between us?
Yes, Johnny. Should I be worried about you too?
No, no, Ma. I'm doing good.
Well.
Well, yes'm. I'm doing well. But, all right, so I have this buddy at the hotel. He's another bellhop.
Joey?
Nah, you don't know him. But anyway, he was... I saw him steal something. So do I say nothing or tell someone, even though he's a friend?
Johnny, look at me. You know the right thing to do.
Yeah, of course. But he's a pal.
You're not doing this pal any favors by helping him do bad things.
Even if it's for a good reason?
Well, there aren't always black and white answers to questions like this. Circumstances might make the reasons different, but it's still stealing. It's still wrong.
But I just don't know.
Johnny, look at me. What would your pa tell you to do? Just think about that.
Okay, Ma.
As long as it's not you.
No, Ma.
I know, Johnny. I'm teasing. We are so proud of you and the man you're becoming.
Thanks, Ma.
I really mean that.
I know. I'm just troubled. It's gonna be hard.
Just do what you know to be right. That's what your father would say.
Yeah.
I know you will.
I will, Ma. Thanks. What was that about Thursday?
Oh, dear, I almost forgot. We all have plans that night to celebrate your birthday.
Oh, for a second I thought you forgot.
Jonathan!
I know, Ma, I'm kidding. So, what are we doing?
It's going to be a surprise.
Give me a hint?
No hints. When I say surprise, I mean it. I'll be just as surprised as you.
What does that mean?
Never you mind. Just be sure you're not working.
I'm definitely not. I already took care of that.
Good. Now then, you go get washed up.
All right.
I love you, Johnny.
Love you too, Ma.
And now, a message from our sponsors.
Ladies, don't be embarrassed of your husband's dirty laundry anymore. Just do what I do. I use Mrs. B's laundry powder. Takes care of even his worst messes. Now available in fresh linen scent.
Have a good evening, folks. Hello, sir. Welcome to...
Come on, kid.
Okay. Hello, Mr. Dewey.
Just Dewey.
Dewey. Yes, sir. Is that your first name or your last name?
It's just a nickname, kid.
Oh.
My real name? Yancey.
Yancey?
Yeah. But I kept getting called Nancy, so I ditched it real quick.
Uh-huh.
You might as well shut that door, kid.
Oh, you're not going into the club?
Not quite yet. Actually, I came here to talk to you.
Me?
Well, sure. Can't a fellow hang out and chew the fat with his buddy?
Sure.
And us, we're buddies, right?
Sure, Mr. Dewey.
Glad to hear that, Johnny boy. Very glad to hear that. Warms my heart.
Well, sir, what can I do for you?
Actually, I was thinking about what I might be able to do for you.
For me?
Well, we was talking before about you working for me.
But you said...
Yeah, I had a change of heart. If you're still thinking you might wanna...
Oh, sure, Mr...
Come on.
Dewey. Sure, Dewey.
That's better.
But I already have this job.
Yeah, sure, kid. And it's a great gig, right? Dressing up like a monkey, holding doors, lugging bags. Sounds like a dream.
It's not too bad.
But really, come on, kid. Is this what you really want to be doing?
No, sir. Of course not.
Of course not.
But what exactly would I do for you?
Well, kid, I'm always needing fellas to make deliveries for me.
Oh, right.
It's easy. Just moving boxes.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure you could handle that after all the luggage you hoist around.
I sure could. But you said you didn't like having too many guys on your payroll.
Yeah, well, one of my guys had to quit unexpectedly.
Oh.
He's out of commission for a couple years, so...
Years?
Yeah, left town.
Oh.
Family stuff. You know how important family is.
Yes, sir, I do. I really do.
That's right, because you're a good kid.
So you want me to work for you? Like my pa?
Your pa? Your pa's a copper. He was just helping out a pal, is all. Just helping out a pal.
Uh-huh.
Yep. He and I are pals. Just like you and me.
Well, I guess I could talk to pa about it.
About that. Nah, see, here's what I was thinking. You do some work for me just a few times, and then...
Excuse me. Hello, ma'am. Welcome to the Carlton.
Well.
What?
That broad didn't even thank you for opening the door.
It's my job.
Yeah, it's your job, but it's still just common decency. Folks ain't got no common decency no more.
Some folks do.
Yeah, some. Like you and me.
Yes, sir.
Us, we know how to treat folks right. Say please, thank you, tip generously.
Oh, yeah, about that, Mr. Dewey.
Now, what were we just saying?
I know, but I'm on the job, and I think I need to give this back.
What's that?
It's the $5 you gave me before.
Ah, kid, that's for you, for your hard work, and always treating me right.
Well, that's just it, sir. I treat you like I treat everyone. Now, anyway. Used to treat folks different, but now I don't. I just treat them like folks. And I shouldn't get rewarded for just being a good person. So, if you please, I'd like you to take this back.
Nah, kid, it's yours. If it makes you feel any better, you can keep it as an advance.
Right, the job. Well, if my pa says
that... No, see, that's what I was gonna say before. I think you and me should surprise him. You do some work for me, get a few deliveries done, and then we can tell him how great you're doing, how much you're making, and make him proud. Well, you're an adult, practically. You can make up your own mind. You don't need your pa telling you what to do no more.
But what about my job here?
We can work around it for a bit. Do both to start, then quit once you're settled into working for me.
What would I be delivering?
Just boxes. Supplies. Stuff like that.
Like evidence?
Evidence?
Yeah, all those crates of evidence that Pa has piled up at our apartment. He said they're evidence for a big case.
Yeah, of course they are. Your Pa, he told me all about that.
He told you?
Yeah, big case. Big case. Lots of evidence to go through.
Well, I guess I can't deliver those, huh? Because I'm not a copper.
Yeah.
I guess I gotta think about it.
Yeah, kid, no sweat. But I gotta know soon. I need someone. Here's another advance. Help you think quicker.
I can't take that, Mr. Dewey.
It's just a sawbuck, kid. And I'm telling you, there's plenty more where it came from. I'll just put it in your pocket.
But I...
Nope, it's done. So let me know quick. Your pa helps out, but, you know, he's working so hard on that case. If you started with me, he wouldn't need to be working so hard.
Wait, so I could take over his job?
Yeah, maybe. That way, he can concentrate on being a copper.
Oh, yeah, I'll definitely think about it.
Good kid. I guess now you can get that door for me.
Yes, sir. Welcome to the Carlton.
Thank you, Johnny. Oh, yeah, by the way, I saw you the other day.
You did?
Yeah, you and your girl, over by the Biltmore.
Oh.
What you doing way over there?
I wasn't.
No?
No, sir. Must have been some other monkey.
You're funny, kid. See you around.
Oh, no.
Thank you for listening to Johnny Song, featuring Jacob Albert Gross as Johnny, Brianna Galligan as Clara, DC Cathro as Fred, and John Glimpf as Dewey. For more information about our female-led collaborative storytelling series and local productions, visit ArrowLoreStudios.com.